the Thursday night training session. Mark obviously going into back into the league action against Dulwich on Saturday. From what I'm seeing tonight, the boys are looking raring to go, as you'd expect. But again, as we always seem to say, Dulwich presents another huge test.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're well supported. You know, they'll have a good backing up there on non-league day. They're a good side. You know, they've started the season really well. They've had a couple of indifferent results lately, and I'm sure they're, you know, going to be eager to put that right. So it's going to be another really tough challenge for us. They've got some serious threats, and yeah, we're expecting a really tough game. But you know, we're in confident mood at the moment, and so we should be. And you know, we're always looking forward to the game, as we always do. You know, the boys have worked hard and had a good week's training again, and you know, we're striving to improve and looking forward to what Saturday brings.
It promises to be a really big crowd. They average about 1,500 to 2,000 as it is. I guess the message to your team is embrace that. I mean, it'd be a big crowd. This was the sort of games that we wanted when we got the promotion, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah, definitely. And I like to feel we're more experienced in playing in front of large crowds now from our title run in last year and the start of this year. We played in front of some big crowds ourselves, and it seems to bring the best out in us. So, you know, we're certain to look to, you know, seize that mentality of playing in front of a big crowd and enjoy it. You know, like I said, we've had a lot of pressure on us last season, and you know, this season, you know, hoping to use them experiences to try and make us better.
Just a couple of bits on the players front. Jordan Ngalo obviously returned from his loan, was involved in, I have to say, one of the most spectacular goals at the Bob Lucas, in a sense, because of that run that he made on against St Albans. He's, along with a few of the other lads, Addy on loan, Callum Buckley on loan, Mark Childs on loan. I might have missed a few more as well, to be fair, but you must be pleased with their development and how, I mean, that's why you send them out on loan, isn't it? To these sort of reasons, to get them back into your team and get them firing.
Yeah, I think, like I said, this is probably the largest squad that we've ever had at the football club. It's still one of the smaller squads probably in the league, but it's big for our terms. And we've had to utilise the loan market to keep them match fit and raring to go. And, you know, Jordan's gone out, got that month of like game after game, and got that sort of match fitness and that robustness, and he showed that hunger and desire when he came on, everything that we want to see from him. So as long as he continues to show that attitude and hunger and appetite for the game, then you know, then that month served him well. And
I know he's a player you like, isn't he? He's one that you've sort of worked on, and
yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, he's a very talented lad, and he's got a bright future. But you know, it always comes down to your mentality and your attitude all the time. And he's still a young lad with so much room to grow, and we see such huge potential in him. So he's a player we love working with, and we're really excited by. And you know, that's why we feel that, you know, getting a run of games was going to be good for him. And you know, since he's come back, he's been really bright, and he puts competition for places, it makes it fierce as well. So yeah, we're delighted to have him back in. We feel that the loan had a good benefit for him, and we're looking to get the fruits of that going forward.
Excellent. Two more from me. Dover is the draw in the Emirates FA Cup fourth qualifying. Another huge game, as you don't need to be told that. Obviously nobody needs to be told that's a huge, huge contest. They're obviously a league above, but we're in great form. It's at the Bob Lucas Stadium. We're expecting a big crowd. And I guess the message is to the home crowd, as it always is, come and support us, because it's a big game. It's a game that the outside people might not necessarily be expecting us to win. But I know amongst you guys, you know, we're going into it with full confidence.
Yeah, I think we enter every game, you know, we're definitely, you know, thinking that we can win and going for the win. But, you know, utmost respect for the team that we're playing against, especially Dover, riding high in the conference. But these are the challenges we want. We want to test ourselves against the better sides to see where we are, and you know, hopefully that brings the best out in us. But you know, it's the magic and the romance of the FA Cup. Anything can happen. We've got a home tie. Hopefully the crowd come out and support us, because they can make such a big difference. And
we thank John Motson for that as well. I don't know if you were listening to the draw, but John Motson was the one that picked us out of home tie. So.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I think we're all listening to that draw, yeah. Actually. So yeah, again, it's exciting times, isn't it? See you are. And look, we're going to be fighting hard and doing everything we can. We're going to have a very good day at the office to get anything out of the game, because they're a good side. But look, we're full of confidence. We go into it as the underdog, and you know, the pressure isn't as much on us, I suppose. But look, we've got to seize any advantage we can and have a good day. But look, it was exciting beating St Albans and having that draw, and you know, You know, we're hoping to have that same feeling after the game. You know, these are the ones we look forward to. These are the ones that the boys crave. And, you know, like I said, we want to test ourselves against these teams.
Excellent. Just one more from me, a bit more of a sort of fun one, if you like. Jake McCarthy's had obviously a busy week. You've obviously got kids yourself. It's a big thing in a player's life, isn't it, when that sort of thing happens? And obviously, Jake and his partner, it's great times for them.
Yeah, so, like, you know, massive congratulations to them. Like, you know, it's the biggest moment in your life. It certainly was for me, you know. And, you know, I think it'll be good for him as a player as well. You know, he's got added responsibility. You know, he'll grow up off the pitch, you know. And, yeah, I'm sure, you know, he'll... No one, you know, Jake will be looking forward to bringing the newborn down to watch him. I'm sure, you know, he loves his football, and his family are good, you know, good supporters of him.
Especially
as well.
His nan in the crowd.
They're a lovely family, and I'm sure they're over the moon at the moment. And we look forward to welcoming them all to the Bob Lucas with their newborn. And
always a great moment.
Yeah, in the supporters' lounge, won't we? But, it's a fantastic moment.
This training session tonight. It was a good one.
No problem. Lovely to have you.
Cheers.